You're listening to SBS News.
A picture of good health, 90-year-old Bruce Holloway of Melbourne was prescribed aspirin by his doctor about 30 years ago.
Well, I knew that there were cardiac and other potential benefits. It was his recommendation that it would be a preventative, and that was the current view of the time.
But that view that the blood-thinning painkiller is the answer to preventing blood clots and cardiac disease is now being seriously challenged by the findings of a groundbreaking clinical trial in Australia and the United States. Lead researcher Robin Woods from Melbourne's Monash University says the drug's effectiveness is questionable when considering the pros and cons.
The use of low-dose aspirin in healthy, older people is of no greater benefit than it is a risk to keep people healthy for longer.
Melbourne GP Simon Joel participated in the trial, which involved 19,000 participants over the age of 70 who had never suffered a heart attack or stroke. He says the results are valuable.
I think this study is actually quite remarkable. This study is the largest study that's ever been done in Australia. It's been done with patients in general practice in the community, not with hospital patients.
The results do not support the view that aspirin's benefits to heart health outweigh any potential adverse impacts for the millions worldwide who take the drug. Almost 4% of the trial participants who took aspirin experienced some kind of serious bleeding, a well-known side effect of the medication. For the placebo group, it was just under 3%. Dr. Joel says the study demands a review of aspirin use.
We need to reassess our use of aspirin in older patients. And do they need to be on aspirin? Some do, and others we don't want to take aspirin because if it's of no benefit.
Dr. Woods says it's a different story, though, for those with cardiac disease who have suffered heart attacks or strokes.
There is no doubt that people who have that existing condition should continue to take low-dose aspirin or another antiplatelet agent. Our study was not focused on those people.
Bruce Holloway says his GP took him off the drug 15 years ago, beginning to question its effectiveness. Those doubts made the retired genetics professor a keen participant in the 7-year trial.
It answered a question to which there had been no previous answer. And that's a great thing to happen in science and medicine. So they've got lots of data from lots of old people, and old people feel they can contribute to the health of Australia.
Gareth Borum, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.